Hello, this is the Halfway to Infinity podcast, a collection of original short stories. Today we travel back to Victorian times to see what mysterious things are happening in an English church graveyard. The Grave Robbers. It was the quietest of nights, moonless and ink-black save for the weak flicker of pale yellow light that shone from a lantern hanging on an iron crook. An old woman sat silent upon an ancient gravestone, while a boy dug the earth with a slow, laborious rhythm.
"You know who that is, do you?" asked the old woman.
She was thin and frail, wrapped in a shawl over her dark, shapeless clothes. She held a clay pipe which she would occasionally draw upon. The boy, young and heavy, with a round, damp face, stopped his work and peered up over the edge of the grave.
"What, down here?" he asked.
"Yeah."
"No? Who is it?"
"You remember that large bloke we brought up from here a couple of weeks ago?"
"Yeah, I couldn't lift him. Had to get the horse to bring him up."
"That's the one. He had that picture in his pocket, didn't he? The young lass. You took a real fancy to her. I gave it you."
The boy smiled to himself and looked away.
"Yeah, I'll keep it under me pillow."
"Well, that was his daughter, and that's her in the mud," she said, pointing to the grave with the stem of her pipe.
"What? My Lucy?"
"Your what?"
"My Lucy, that's what I call her."
He looked down at the dark earth below his feet.
"How'd she die?"
"I don't know. Broken heart, probably."
"So why was she not put in with her pa? Why is she over here by the wall?"
"To keep her out of sight, away from the rest of them."
"Why's that?"
"Oh, you are a muttonhead."
She took a long drag on the pipe, blowing the smoke out around the flickering yellow light of the lantern.
"Self-murder," she said, drawing out the words.
The boy looked down again at the earth.
"Oh."
The old woman watched the boy as he stood, confused and silent.
"Tell you what," she said. "Since you are so sweet on her, I'll let you kiss her if you want."
"Really, Miss Lizzie?"
"Yeah, if she ain't too far gone, or worse."
"Worse?"
"Depends how she did it. There's any number of ways, and not all of them pleasant. She might have laid herself on the railway. Don't know if the doctor will take her if she's not altogether. She'd have to go to the pigs or the houndsman."
"We could leave her here at peace."
"Nah, I promised the doctor I'd have her for him in the morning, and we need to be good to our word, no matter what state she's in. Now, stop acting like a dying duck in a thunderstorm and get digging."
He returned to his work, removing the loose earth that had been laid down not 6 hours before. The old woman closed her eyes, lulled by the slow rhythm of the shovel. The sound of iron on hollow wood woke the woman from her brief sleep.
"Here she is, Miss Lizzie."
She stood and walked to the edge of the grave. The boy brushed the dirt with his boot, revealing a patch of fresh yellow pine.
"Right, clear it off and let's be having a look at her."
The old woman returned to her gravestone seat and began to refill her pipe as the boy worked to clear the rest of the earth. She tamped down the tobacco, then stood to light it with the flame from the lantern. Something caught her attention. She squinted and stared towards the far end of the small church. There was a faint movement, light and shadow on the grey headstones.
"Jim, get up here," she hissed.
"I'm sorry, Miss Lizzie."
"Shut up and get your fat lard up here."
The distant light grew a little brighter. She heard the creaking of the ladder as the boy climbed up.
"What is it, Miss Lizzie?"
"Keep it down. We got company."
The boy clambered out and onto the earth piled by the graveside. He looked to where the old woman was staring. From around the transept, a faint figure appeared, lit weakly by a candle that burned in a simple lantern carried loosely at the figure's side.
"Who is it?" asked the boy.
"I dunno, but get ready to scarper."
The figure began to walk slowly towards them.
"I don't like this, Miss Lizzie,"
muttered the boy. As the figure neared, the old woman tensed and dropped her pipe.
"Oh, sweet Jesus," she said.
"What is it, Miss Lizzie?"
"Sweet Jesus, Jim, it's her."
"Who, Miss Lizzie?"
The boy looked again at the approaching figure. It was a girl, pale in a long, simple white dress. There was something familiar in the face, lit faintly by the candle. Something also in the red hair that fell loose about her shoulders.
"Sweet Jesus," the old woman said again, and stumbled backwards towards the boy.
"Oh, Miss Lizzie, I don't—"
Then he realized. A thousand demons ran cold under his skin, and fear chilled his heart. He dropped to his knees, clutched his hands together, and with his eyes shut started whispering the Lord's Prayer over and over. The ghostly girl stopped by the graveside and looked down at the uncovered pine box. "My father was taken twice from me," she said. "Once by God, and then," she looked up at the old grave robber, "by you." The girl drew close, her eyes filled with hate.
"And you would have taken me, too. Have you no shame?"
The old woman could look no longer and dropped her head, staring at the ground in fear.
"Look at me, Miss Lizzie."
In the half-shadows of the scattered earth, the old woman saw shallow depressions, footprints the girl had made. The fear left her eyes and her thin, cracked lips broke into an ugly smile.
"You're no ghost," she hissed. "Get up, Jim. This ain't no ghost. She's tricked us. She's as much flesh and blood as you and I."
The girl dropped the lantern and grabbed the old woman by the neck, squeezing the dry flesh until it popped and cracked.
"I took my father's clothes to the pawn shop, for I had no need of them. And what did I find there in the window but his pocket watch and signet ring, both buried with him not a week before?"
With her free hand, she reached behind her and from a belt drew a narrow silver dagger.
It didn't take much prodding to find out from whom they had been bought.
She lifted the old woman by the neck.
"I knew you'd come for me. The young and beautiful command a higher price from the doctor, yes? Did you ever wonder why? Or would you rather not think about it? Well, I'm afraid the good doctor is no longer in need of your services."
She threw the old woman backwards into the grave, the small, fragile body falling hard upon the top of the empty pine coffin with a dull thud. The old woman cried out and cursed the girl as she lay in pain.
"Jim," she shouted up to the dark skies, "she's just a girl, Jim. Whack her with your shovel."
But the boy closed his eyes tighter and rolled himself up on the ground, whispering his prayer over and over. The girl walked around the side of the grave and knelt in the piled earth by his head. She stroked his hair.
"Hush, Jim," she said, "hush. Your Lucy is here for you."
The boy stopped his frantic whispering and lay quietly as she ran her fingers through his thick, black locks. He turned his head slowly and looked up at her.
"Lucy?"
he whispered quietly.
"Yes, Jim."
"Miss Lizzie said I could kiss you."
"Did she?"
The girl lowered her face to his, her bright red hair falling about him with the scent of lavender and thyme. She kissed him gently on his fat lips, her hand still stroking his hair. He closed his eyes. His breathing became slow and deep as he savored the warmth of his first kiss.
"You're not cold like the others," he whispered.
"Oh, Jim," she said, smiling, "I'm afraid I am."
She pushed the thin point of the knife into the side of his neck. His eyes opened wide and his back arched as the blade pushed easily through the flesh and gristle of his throat, spilling blood down into his lungs. The knife pushed through to the other side, where it emerged bright and silver, streaked in red.
"You poor boy," she said.
With both hands, she gripped the bone handle, twisted the blade, and pulled. The knife sliced up through the front of the boy's throat as easily as through tender ham, leaving a deep wound that bubbled thickly with the air of the boy's last breath. She placed her hands under him and rolled his heavy, limp body down the shallow mound of earth and into the dark pit. The old woman screamed as the heavy boy fell. He slammed onto her frail body, his dead weight squeezing the last of the air from her old lungs. The gaping wound of his neck hung open like the mouth of the devil, his blood running along the crags and valleys of the old woman's ancient face. The girl watched as the old grave robber's terrified eyes disappeared under the dark, hot liquid. The world fell quiet again. Just the faintest whisper of wind through the leaves, and the slow, rhythmic sound of the shovel. Halfway to infinity.